RG Hardy program as we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, is certain to uplift you, especially if you're in a tight place. In fact, that's the title of today's message, The Tight Spots of a Christian. So if you're in need of encouragement, you have tuned to the right station. And I'll be back at the end of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this message by Brother Hardy, The Tight Spots of a Christian.
Hey, brother, you ought to be glad you didn't quit God Wednesday. Ain't you glad you stood up there and helped me preach and shout and pray for the sick and take them through the line? Aren't you glad? Somebody said, why? I'm glad he didn't quit God Wednesday. Amen. Why? Because somebody stuck a gun in him. When was it, Thursday or today? Wednesday after the church. Oh, before. Oh, I'm glad you didn't quit him Sunday. Stuck a gun in him. Took his money. Took his watch. How many say amen? He was in a tight spot. Didn't have his watch. Couldn't tell what time it was. It's time to praise the Lord. And why should he praise God? That man could have pulled that trigger, that's why. Amen. What did the Lord do? He was in a tight spot. Didn't have your watch so you knew what time it was. Didn't have his money. But the brother's been given to the Lord. He's been sacrificing, and God saw it. And the devil said, bless God, I'm going to rob him. I'm going to take his watch and his money. And you know what? God saw him given. And you know what God did? Made them police catch them boys and take his watch back and his money back. How many say amen? Hey, bless God, I wouldn't be a sinner now for nothing. I'd stay in the house. We heard a story just like this just a little while ago. About somebody that a friend hollered to them, they stopped the car and got in the back of the car. They wasn't so fortunate, because when that man threw the gun on him, he shot him right in the heart. Boom. Because he didn't know Jesus, honey. That was the difference. The Lord was in the car with you, brother. He let that gun get lockjaw. He let that trigger finger get paralyzed. You know that? You know that the Lord can paralyze them triggers for when they want to kill you? Amen. That old devil wants you killed, the Lord just wanted them to do it. Amen. I imagine them lions when they had Daniel in that den smelting. Said, this is the sweetest piece of meat I smelt. Oh, God. Said, oh, I've been getting some stinking dirty devils. Said, this is some of that righteous holiness stuff. Said, man, this is a good clean meal. Said, I like to eat him. Dan said, you'd like to eat him, but shut up, boy. He got to give you lockjaw. Just, you can smell, but you can't eat. Hey, you go ahead and go home if you want to. It's all right. I'm preaching to Hardy anyhow. I'm preaching to myself. I ain't about to quit God. God, I'm like Jacob. How many ever read a story about Jacob? Oh, Jacob, we call him a consman now. If he was living now, he'd have him one of them fancy hats. He'd have them big dark glasses on. I mean, he'd be super fly. He'd be down there flim-flamming all them cats. That's what he did. The Bible said he was a supplanter. Huh? He got it by being a consman. Even got his mother in on it. She worked with him. Didn't she? Mother got in this and said, Jacob said, I named you right. Supplanter, consman. Huh? Amen. By trickery. Flim flam, you're going to get the blessing. Amen. I'll tell you what, I don't blame Jacob. The blessings of God so good, I'd even use flim flam to get it. What are you talking about? Hey! I said the blessings of the Lord so good, I'd even use consman's tactics to get it. I say, Lord, bless me. I don't care what it takes. Just bless me. Esau ran into his father, and his father said, your brother's got your blessing. Said, I don't care, bless me. I don't care, give me some kind of a blessing. How many say amen? Honey, I want the blessing of God. I don't care what it takes to get tight spots, cramped spots, bruised ankles, ticked shins, punch in the nose. Give me the blessing. Quit God. You can. I believe I'm a little bit like Jacob. Old Jacob used anything he could to get out of a tight spot. Didn't he do it? Tricked his brother, starved to death, and stole his birthright. Huh? With his mother, conned his father to think he was somebody else. Put sheepskin, goatskin on. Put his brother's clothes on, smelt like his brother. Father was blind, said, I can't see you, but I'm going to smell you. Said, you talk like Jacob, said, but you feel like Esau. And his father blessed him and gave him everything. Bless God, I'd put goat skins on too to get everything, wouldn't you? These folk don't believe that. And all of a sudden, he heard that Esau was going to kill him. Ooh, he was in a tight spot. He knew his brother wasn't no fool boy. He ain't going to fool around. His brother was going to turn him every way but loose. He knew his brother was a wild man. And his brother said, I won't kill him now while we're mourning. But as soon as we get our father into sepulcher and get all the mourners out, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. How many say amen? And I mean, Jacob knew he was in a tight spot. Do you know what he did? He left that blessing. He left all that things that his father gave him. And he run. I said, he run. He left everything. He was in a tight spot. That man was going to kill him. Amen. That man wasn't going to do no talking. Amen. He said, he couldn't tell that man, I'm going to give you the blessing. The man said, I'm going to kill you in heaven anyhow. How many say amen? He ran. Didn't he do it? And on his running in his tight spot, he ran into God. That's a good one to run into. How many say amen? He didn't have anything. That's when God finds us. I mean, if God wasn't going to help us, why does he wait till we ain't got nothing when everybody's against us? How many say amen? Esau's going to kill us. And the only thing Jacob had, his soul tum, sum and total of his belongings was a stone for his head. Huh? And while he had his head on that stone, God found him. Jacob. See what that tight spot did? It caused heaven to open up. You know, until he got that tight spot, he never did see heaven open up and see that golden staircase. You know, until he got in that tight spot, he never did find the house of God. He never did do it. How many say amen? Hey, mother. Hey, dad. Don't feel so bad because your daughter or your son or your husband or your wife's in a tight spot. Then I will find the house of God. How many say amen? My God, he was running for his life with a few rags on his back. He didn't even have a big enough bundle to make a pillow. He said he had a stone as a pillow. And while he was laying there, God found him. How many say amen? Now, if God didn't want to keep me and save me, why did he bother to find me? I never sought him. You never sought him. He found us. Like he said, you haven't chosen me. I've chose you. He found me. I remember when God found me. I was like Jacob. I didn't have a job. My clothes was full of cigarette burn holes, the one suit I had. How many say amen? I didn't have nothing. I might have had a few more rags than the stone. But actually, if the finance company would have come, I'd have had the stone. You see, Jacob substituted and traded the stone in for the rock. How many say amen? And in his tight spot, God just open the door and the gate of heaven and drop down his elevator or escalator or golden staircase. And the songwriters wrote the songs, and the ballad singers sang, and we're climbing. Jacob, man, I like to climb it. Hey, but you ain't going to see the ladder to climb it till you get in a tight spot. And then they say, man, you don't need God to come down and deliver you until you need deliverance. Hey, if you want to see the Lord, I heard people say, oh, God, let me see you. Let me see your presence. Well, you know what he does? As long as you're doing all right, you don't need him. So when you say, Lord, I want to see you, he gets you in a tight spot and you start mumbling. Hey, God, what did you put me in this place for? He said, I wanted to come down and see you. He said, I only come down when you're in tight spots to deliver you. And old Jacob was laying on that pillow, resting from Esau. Esau was on his track. Esau was so close he could almost feel the breath down his neck. But he was so tired, he thought, well, I'm going to have to rest or I'm going to die anyway, so I'm going to take a chance. He probably was praying, oh God, make Esau as tired as I am. And God found him. And God opened the gate and the door of heaven and dropped down that old ladder. And when Jacob rubbed his eyes, he saw angels ascending and descending. Say, what were they doing? They was bringing the blessings down, honey. How many say amen? Hallelujah. How many say amen? And he heard God. My God, he had to get in a tight spot before he could hear. Some of you people won't hear God. You're too blessed. Everything's going all right. You won't hear him. Some of your loved ones, they don't want to hear about Jesus.
Amen. What an inspiring word of encouragement by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the tight spots of a Christian. The scripture says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Now, the word afflictions doesn't refer to a sickness, but rather to a narrow, confining place, as though you're being squeezed, or as Paul described it, pressed in the spirit and even pressed out of measure. In other words, a tight spot. Many are the tight spots of the Christian, but our God has promised to deliver us out of every one. 1 Corinthians 10:4 states, there is no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but with the temptation will also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to endure it. Child of God, your tight spot will not destroy you, because God is faithful to bring you out. And James reminded us that we have the example of the Old Testament saints who also suffered afflictions and did it with patience. And Peter stated that the same afflictions, the same tight spots, are accomplished in our brethren around the world. We believe this message is one you may need to hear again and even might want to share with someone you know who is in a tight spot. It is available in both CD and audio tape for a love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer numbered 127T for audio tape or 127CD for the CD. Now, even if you do not want to place an order, we'd love to hear from you. And in fact, we need your financial support to keep this program on the air. Please send your orders and love gifts to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Ask for offer number 127T or 127CD for this message, Tight Spots of a Christian, and enclose your love gift of at least $10. Or you may visit us online at archiehardy.org.